at the American Farm Bureau annual meeting in Atlanta. It's Tuesday and policymaking day. We're going to talk with Craig Lang, president of Iowa Farm Bureau. Craig, we had a lot of discussion on farm policy, direct payments, and such. Give me your interpretation of what took place.
Well, I think we ended up with language we can work with from a Farm Bureau board. I'm a little disappointed that the language still puts priorities on direct payments, countercyclical, all those things that the taxpayer said that this farmer really need today. But in the end, I think we ended up with language and a realization from across the board that there are going to be reductions. That was a lot of the debate, that we needed to be part of those reductions. And we kept in place some concepts of the 2008 bill, the revenue insurance, all those kind of things that are pretty important. And the discussion didn't go quite the way we'd planned. I mean, we had an agreement with Arkansas. Arkansas was going to bring forward language that said that it was important to have an effective safety net that recognized either crop insurance and or direct payments. But when the language came forward from Illinois, it put direct payments right in there with all the rest that we already have, and that's what I was concerned about. But it was because it was starting to be weighed down with more and more amendments all the way that made us almost look like we expected to be guaranteed the profitability in agriculture, and we've never been there as an organization. We've always said that it's really important to recognize that free trade's important, so is capitalistic kind of behavior, that supply and demand really works. We talked about that in the dairy policy, and so I would say that I'm happy the way it turned out, because it didn't draw a line in the sand. It said that we're going to look at the farm bill, we're going to be part of the deficit reduction, but we're going to provide a strong and effective safety net for our farmers to grow food, fuel, and fiber for now and into the future.
So the big issue of direct payments and whether to eliminate them, it's really kind of still left open to the board and to the staff to interpret? Or?
It will be left open to the board, and as I'm looking at it, no one talked about the reality of the less appropriation, how it related to direct payments. And that's what we were trying to get at in Iowa, is that those direct payments will be reduced. So how do you take what's left and guarantee a strong safety net? And my appeal to the delegates there on the additional amendments along the way was, we're forgetting what we tried to agree upon early on, that, you know, we did need to be in this discussion, and direct payments were the one thing that was guaranteed that we could utilize those funds for protection of crop and livestock revenue. In the end, it still leaves it open to the interpretation and the realities of the appropriation. So I feel like the board has flexibility in looking at direct payments or crop and revenue insurance that both protects crops and livestock. So I'm happy with that outcome.
Now, you're a dairy man, and there was also some change to dairy policy.
Yeah, I thought the dairy discussion was very good. And I was a little concerned there for a while that we were going to end up with a temporary consideration of supply management, but permanent supply management, and we don't want that. My two boys back home farming, it's hard to grow, even though we probably immediately have a value in the quota, but it doesn't take care of expansion in the future, all those concerns, and it's very hard to control an industry that's so efficient. And so what we ended up with, I thought, was really good language that kind of parallels what National Milk's trying to do. National Milk has brought all the players together and said, let's figure out something for the dairy industry that gives us immediate relief on our price and starts to, in some way, rationalize this effectiveness that we have as dairy producers. And from time to time, it may be important to have a temporary supply management program that does keep supply and demand in a better relationship to each other.
Okay. Any other issues here today that Iowa Farm Bureau is really focused on?
We've done really good so far, except for the last one we failed on, trying to remove gaps and redundancies in the farm bill, which maybe you heard, it was overwhelming defeat because we didn't want people double dipping. I don't know if that says something about the crowd listening, but that language defeated all the rest of the language we've asked so far of legislative oversight on rules and regulations, have passed through our CRP language that we asked for, has passed passed through so far, so we feel pretty good about where we are. We have a few things yet that we're going to try to put into risk management and the Federal Reserve, and we'll have that later due this afternoon.